This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In post-Katrina New Orleans, surviving music clubs relied on reconstruction workers and some diehard tourists to stay alive. It was hard, though, because many musicians fled after the storm, their houses were destroyed, and in many of those houses that did survive, they are now empty. Well, that didn't stop a club called Chickiwawa from opening its doors this summer. NPR's Molly Peterson checked it out and has this report.
Before Katrina, New Orleans might have led the nation in bars per capita, but there's nobody much in the 2800 block of canal crying out for action now. To the right, there's an abandoned restaurant. To the left, burned out buildings. And the side streets are crowded with piles of lumber that aren't yet homes again. But there's a little progress. The streetcar rattles by once in a while.
You know, basically I wanted a neighborhood bar that had music, and subsequently I discovered after finishing it that there was no neighborhood.
Club owner Dale Trigero stands out front of Chickiwawa. Its storm shutters are peacock blue. Its brick is blinding white under floodlights. Last summer, it was just a closed-up building with potential when Trigero began planning for his dream club. Then Katrina hit, and his dream filled with 6.5 feet of water. He didn't need a door to get inside.
Literally, the walls were blown out of the building. They were vinyl siding and sheetrock, if you can imagine that. That's what the outside walls were. And so, as a result of that, the interior and the exterior being destroyed, I completely had to rebuild the outside of the building.
Trigero has sunk $60,000 of his own into the project. Exiled in Baton Rouge, Trigero had high hopes for recovery money flowing into the Gulf last winter as he made his own plans to rebuild.
I just kept hearing billions of dollars, and I thought, oh, good. I thought, this is great. Someone's really going to finally come and take care of New Orleans. I mean, I found it incredibly comforting, and then I would come back to New Orleans to see absolutely nothing being done.
Trigero used to run the Old Point Bar in the Algiers neighborhood. His connections have brought distributors and bartenders fast. The Old Point drew national notice as a destination for lovers of funk and brass, and Trigero plans to draw on similar talent. He's offering sousaphonist Kirk Joseph practice space some afternoons as part payment for Joseph's gigs. Trigero acknowledges that even musicians he's friendly with can't work cheap forever. Wednesday night's headliner, Louisiana Roots favorite Bruce Sunpie Barnes, says he wants to support neighborhood joints like Chickiwawa. He also wants them to start paying him more.
If you're going to live in this city, absolutely. For a musician, sure. The rent didn't go down. Everything just tripled in price.
See you guys next year, man.
All right.
Sunpie didn't play for a gangbuster crowd Wednesday. He packed up after playing one set for under a dozen people. Among them was James, a patron from uptown.
It's hard to convince people that on a Wednesday night, yeah, we're going to go to this little grungy dive bar on Canal Street and we're going to see Sunpie again, and it's a crapshoot, isn't it?
Even weekend nights are a gamble. Trigero held off scheduling music at first till he saw what foot traffic would do. Turns out, not much. So he's brought in more events to promote a neighborhood atmosphere, including for the last few weeks an improv troupe. Ian Hoke is one of the actors.
People kept going in. I think by the time we finished the show, there was maybe 60 people that were watching us. And then afterwards, everyone really wanted to stick around because they liked this really cool bar.
Katrina washed out potential patrons. It also bumped up business costs. Cable television costs more. The local utility, Entergy, has jacked up electricity rates, a serious blow when you're fighting summer with air conditioning. Trigero looks pooped. But he says he hasn't thought twice about opening. He's committed to New Orleans performers.
This is a young drummer named Eddie Christmas that is New Orleans born, and no one in this town, well, probably musicians, but no one knows who he is because he's been on his road since he's 18 years old. And it's quite remarkable.
On this Friday night, 30 or more people nod or shake or bounce along to the music. They're even, after some encouragement, dancing.
Chickiwawa, how y'all feel tonight? Too many people sitting down.
Trigero has to pay Eddie Christmas and his band mostly out of his own pocket tonight, but even so, he's pleased.
I literally just have to keep the lights on, you know, keep some of the wolves away from the door, but basically the investment's there. So at this point, I'm very resolved in the fact that I have to play a waiting game, and it only makes me know that I have to work harder.
He's waiting for students and for tourists and for the end of summer concert season in September. Trigero says more musicians will return home in the fall, and he hopes music lovers will follow them into his club. Molly Peterson, NPR News, New Orleans.
Now everybody, you know about that.